Well, it's time to call the Definition Protection League again, because the Family Research Council, in cahoots with the Value Voters Summit, convened in Washington, D.C. last week and have armed themselves with twisted and devious language that is truly their weapon of choice. These are the folks who, at the Republican presidential debate last year, opened with a gospel choir singing, "God Don't Bless America." Last weekend, keynote speaker Carrie Prejean, the notorious wannabe Miss America who stood up against gay marriage at the pageant, spoke to her adoring conservative audience saying that some people are just so intolerant, and introduced a new agenda coined True Tolerance, which completely rejects all rights for gay, lesbian, and transgender people. I wonder, is there any logic left in the right-wing world at all? These are also the same people who are calling our black president a racist. And in another deceptively clever attempt to hijack reality and definitions, in this bold move, the members of the Value Voters Conference are propagating the idea that since feminism has destroyed the very polyester fabric of this nation, we are in need of the new, get ready for this, masculinism. Yes, masculinism, equality for men, finally a struggle for men's rights. I don't know if there is a manifesto, but I'm wondering if we'll start seeing men's liberation marches. Will they be carrying signs saying, "I make too much money, enough already," or "This privilege is killing me," or "I need a good cry"? Masculinism. Well, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they mean liberation from the most violent, greedy, oppressive, reckless, wasteful behavior in the world. Because if you look back in history, you will see evidence that men, in fact, have been responsible for the most destructive agendas on the earth. Yes, perhaps this new masculinism will liberate men from having to fulfill these archaic, sexist models and free them to experience compassion, modesty, kindness, and justice. The new masculinism will promote men's rights to climb down the corporate ladder and stand on the earth, or rights to equal time with the family. Yes, masculinism, it can be very exciting, if I were defining it. This is Sherry Glazer Love. This and my other archived commentaries can be heard at my website, www.sherryglazer.net.